טוב, בעזרת השם. We learned yesterday about the faith that Rabbeinu is saying that you hear me? Rabbeinu is saying that we have to hold faith in every situation, every place that we are in our lives. We need to hold faith strong in our hands. Vayadav emunah, the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu was full with faith. The hands, it's actually the sign for actions. And this is a question that a lot of people are asking: what's the measure of the effort of the ishtadlut that a person should put in his life? If he starts to do tshuva and he wants to have parnasah from Hashem Yitbarach, he wants to learn Torah, but the money is not coming so fast, so he's asking, maybe I should go to work, maybe I should put a few hours a day working. The Rambam is saying 1/3 working and 2/3 serving Hashem Yitbarach. So what's the measures? What should we do? So Rav Shalom is always saying that the Ishtadlut is the tefillah. That there is that side, that the Ishtadlut, the actions, are actually in the hands. Vayadav emunah, that the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu are full with faith. And Moshe Rabbeinu is praying, this is his Ishtadlut. This is his Ishtadlut. So, if a person sees that Hashem Yitbarach is not answering to his prayers, so maybe he needs to check, maybe this is not the way. Or maybe Hashem wants me to pray some more, but the person should check it. So, what's the measure? How are you going to know? How are you going to tell? Like we said a lot of times, that the happiness, this is the scale. If you're happy in your Hishtadlut, it means that you're doing the right thing. And if you're sad, so it means that you're not doing the right thing. It means that if now a person have a situation of parnasa, he doesn't have money, he doesn't know what to do, if he's going to the field, and in the field he's finds advice, finds power to continue, to hold on, he receives faith in the field, and it gives him power, strength to hold on, to keep on trying to cross that bridge. So he should continue to pray on that. But if he sees that every day, because of the Yibodidiyot, Adraba, he falls to more frustration and more sadness and more anger. Why Hashem is not answering to my tefillot? Why Hashem is not listening to me? Chas shalom. In that place, a man should stop that kind of tefillot and to try to work on himself to see. Or that he should put the effort in a different way. Means different tefillot. Instead of asking for money, to say thank you on his condition. Instead of saying thank you on his condition, maybe to do tshuva. When a man is doing that, that he's trying to investigate indeed what to do, what Hashem wants for me. Hashem, what do you want for me, Hashem? What is my path of tshuva? What is my path of getting closer to you? So then Hashem is opening to him the answers during the Yitbodedut. Means while you're praying, you're going to find the answers in your mouth. The Divine Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, you're going to find it inside your words, inside your prayers, inside your Yitbodedut. When you're going to pray on something, you're going to see that Hashem is taking you somewhere with those tefillot. But it can be only for a person that is talking from the heart. For someone that's coming without a watch to the field. No, he's coming now. I have 20 minutes, 1 hour. Even if you have only 1 hour, you should throw your wisdoms before you coming to the field. Coming to the field, to spend 1 hour with Hashem. Me and you, Hashem. Now we're together. This is it. No texts, no phone calls, no meetings, nothing. Just me and you, Hashem. Now, if even in 1 hour, you're going to open your heart and going to talk, you're going to see that Hashem is going to lead you one step after the other to the real answers. To the real answers that connected to you. And you're going to find Hashem. And you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach Himself. This is what the Rabbi Natan said, Vayir'eta Elokim. He said the verse of Yechezkel, Vayir'eta Elokim. He saw God. You can see God. People that have it bodedut daily, they can see God. They can see Hashem. It's not hard. You don't need to be a prophet. You see the private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach, how that He is inside your tefillot, inside your thoughts, inside the words of other people, inside all conversations, all situations. This is Hashem. Hashem is all one. Hashem is one. You don't need to see someone. You need to see the one. You need to see that it's all Hashem. And this is something that everyone can see, because everyone can see everything. You don't need to be a prophet. This is Hashem. 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 Everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. For that you need to have faith. Faith, it means that you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Like Rabbeinu is writing in Sefer Amidot, that the emunat ola bapeh shel ha'adam, that the faith depends in the mouth of the person. That when a man is talking words of itbodeduyot, so he sees Hashem, he's receiving faith. And we have to spend a lot of hours on that. And everyone that he's got that 1 hour a day and he's so happy with it, you should know this is a good start, it's a wonderful start. But Hashem wants to bring us to that place that Rabbeinu said, Omnam atem anashim ksherim, it's true, you're kosher people. But it wasn't my intention at all. רציתי שתהיו כחיות הנועמות ביער לילות שלמים. I wanted you to be like animals that roars at nights, complete nights in the forest. Rabbeinu wants us to be connected to him. If you have a problem, there is no other solution. Never. Except of Hashem. Tov Hashem lakol, Rabbeinu is explaining the verse. Tov Hashem lakol, Hashem is good for everything. Hashem is good for health. Hashem is good for shiduchim. Hashem is good for children. Hashem is good for happiness. Hashem is good for wealth, for money, for success. Hashem is good for everything. Tov Hashem lakol, Hashem is good for you. So now you need something good, right? You need something good. You need Hashem. En tov ela tzadik, en tov ela Torah. The good is the connection to the righteous people. The connection to the righteous people brings you to know Hashem. The good is the Torah. The fact that you learn Torah brings you to know Hashem. That Hashem kulo tov is all good. Hashem is the source of good. He's good. And He's doing only good. And if you want to have good in your life, you need to bring Hashem back into your life. What it means? It means to remove all of the foreign thoughts, all of the imaginations of ego, of being. I am this, I am that, I am that, I'm hungry. Rabbi Zusha was saying, Zusha is hungry. He wouldn't say, I'm hungry. There is no I am. It's not exist. There is that person that's called Zusha, and he's hungry, he's a Jew. So now you can keep that Va'avta l'ra'acha kamocha, that you're going to love yourself like you're going to love your friend. Now someone is hungry, you give him food. What does it matter? What is it, it's so important if it's you or if it's me that are hungry? We're the same. I'm hungry, so you're going to give me to eat. You're hungry, I'm going to give you to eat. So now you're hungry, you can give yourself to eat also. It's allowed. You can support yourself. You can love yourself. You can hug yourself. You can be one with yourself. Before the man is connected to himself, he cannot be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. People that hate themselves, that argue with themselves, rebuke themselves, chasing after themselves. Mamash, what are they doing? It's not the beginning of tshuva. Tshuva is to know that it's all good. What's all good? Me, first of all. Where I'm going to start? With you, that you're all good. This is obvious that you're all good. You can see it. You look at Am Yisrael, you see they're all good. It's not the biggest war of them all to know that Am Yisrael are good. The war is to know that I'm good. To fight inside against the Yetzirah that is telling me you're corrupt, you're a liar, you're a thief, you're horrible, you don't have a chance, look at you, how many failures a day, how many years you think you're going to continue doing tshuva and tshuva and tshuva. This is the lie. This is the trick of the Yetzirah. This is what that he wants to achieve. To push us down from our hope, from our happiness. For that we need to find, to look another good point inside of ourselves. And it's not just words of Rabbeinu, good points, good points, good points. good points. This is the most important work of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and this is the light of Pesach also. The light of Pesach. The matzah is full with good points. We have a lot of good points in every matzah. You need to limtso nekudot tovot. You think that it's just like that you have nekudot on the matzah. You need to limtso nekudot, all of those holes that you have in the matzah. You need to find nekudot tovot. Limtso b'matzah nekudot tovot. You're not smiling. You need to bring the doctor here to the yeshiva, Bezat Hashem. Therapist, someone gonna give you some medicines, Bezat Hashem. Hanan, you have some pills for the guys here, something? Drugs will not allow, some pills, I don't know. Oh, someone smiled and came and went. We need to put all of our effort on that, to be happy with the good points that we have in our lives, the good small things that we have in our life. Like we said yesterday, you need to be happy with your kippah. And you need to appreciate the fact that you have a kippah. Even that you're not appreciating it, this is your problem. You need to start to think about it. You need to dedicate 10 minutes to think about the kippah. What would I do without the kippah? For you it's nothing to have a kippah. Cannot be. What would I do without a bill? What would I do without peot? What would I do without my small tzitzit? What would I do? What would I do? What would I do before? What would I do without the shoes? What would I do without the food that I have? Without my ability to see, the ability to talk, my health, the health that Hashem gave me, all of my friends and all of the details. And a man should sit and do longit bodeduyot of observing on the good things that he's got in his life. And to understand that it's also kindness, because we're not worthy to have nothing. It's all loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is giving you things that you're not supposed to have. No one's supposed to have those things. Rashi is saying that if a person is breaking the will of Hashem even once in his life, it's supposed to be that he's gonna die. Min ha-ra'uy she-yamut. This is rules of heaven. This is how in the kingship of heaven, this is how it's supposed to be. There is a king, you're listening to him, you're alive, you're not listening to him, this is it. Take his head off. And Hashem Yitbarach, he's rejecting Midat Adin. All judgments he's rejecting. And he's opening for us another opening, and another opening, in another conversation, in another book, in another Yitbodedut, in another mikveh. And kidshanu b'mitzvotav, and makes us more holy and more holy with the obligation with the mitzvot, more and more and more and more. And it's never end. It's never end. It's always opening more and more and more. Because the Jew can never stand in one level. We're always developing, always growing, always moving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu renewing the creation every moment. Every moment, everything is new. So actually you find yourself developing all of the time, all of the time. Especially when you're keeping mitzvot. And the main mitzvah ha-emunah, that you believe in Hashem Yitbarach. When Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem Yitbarach, it's written on him, Ve'ichashva lo litzdakah. It counts like charity. V'tzdakah tatzil mimavet. Every moment that you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, it's like you're saving someone from death. And you don't know that, and you don't believe in that, because you're not thinking about it. Because you're not dedicating time to think about it. How many stories we tell until today, we heard until today, that people said, but because of Tehillim, people been saved, because of Tfilot, people been saved, because of Limud HaTorah, people been saved. So what, because they're not showing it to you on your wide screen that you're going to see that your Tehillim is achieving, that your Yitbodeduyot are working? You need to believe. If they're going to show it to you, you're going to be so arrogant that you will not going to have the ability to continue going to the field to do more tshuva. They're humiliating us that we're going to continue. Because they see that we don't have the vessels to know it all. You cannot understand what your Limud HaTorah is doing in the world. The world cannot be exist without Limud HaTorah. It means that Limud Torah is extending the life of the creation, of human beings, of people. So why do you think that your Limud doesn't count? Why? Who said so? The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that even if a man is learning Torah and he doesn't understand what it is reading, from that grass is growing on the rivers of heaven and makes the garden green and beautiful. So you know what you're doing? You know what you're doing? You're making heaven more beautiful and more beautiful. Which heaven? Heaven of this world. That in this world we have heaven. When you open a little bit of Gemara, you have feel heaven. You open the Likutei Moharan, you have heaven. You go to the field, you have heaven in your life. You're listening to the advice of Rav Shalom, you have heaven in your Shalom Bayit, you have heaven with your children, you have heaven with yourself. You take those advice to action, you go to the mikveh, you go to the shul, you go Rosh Hashanah. Can you understand Rosh Hashanah? The greatness of Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbeinu said that he received it as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he haven't inherited from his forefathers before, from the Baal Shem Tov. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, Rosh Hashanah. And we're coming every year to Rosh Hashanah. And everyone that's never been in Rosh Hashanah have to go every year in Mesirut Nefesh. To swim in the purest water of heaven, mamash. Heaven, heaven on earth, heaven. Only after Rosh Hashanah you can understand what happened there. 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah, you start to land back. What's going on? Hey, where have I been? What was going on over there? People went to Uman one time in their life, prayed on one issue, was praying 6 hours on one issue, received what they wanted. So many salvations. Rabbeinu said the person that was in Rosh Hashanah, he should be happy all year long. And if you want to be in Uman next year, you can be happy like that. It's the same. Now we're in the middle of the year. This is it. Nisan. From Nisan, this is it. We're moving on to Rosh Hashanah. And in Pesach, we have to be very strong on that. To take the time to do it, bodeduyot, as much as we can. As much as we can. And to prepare ourselves to Pesach. With a lot of prayers, a lot of tefillot, a lot of itbodeduyot, to spend time with Hashem and to tell Hashem, Hashem, make me happy. Not to break ourselves in the field, to let the Yetzirah overpower on us in the field, to make itbodeduyot out of sadness. Make itbodeduyot out of joy, out of happiness. To know Hashem is saving Am Israel, Hashem is with me, Hashem wants me to be saved, Hashem wants me to be happy. Hashem is giving us holy days and happy days and special days. Every one of us have huge powers. You need to find the treasures that you already have inside of yourself. Like Rabbeinu said on the story in the Ben Melech Shasui Ma'avanim Tovot, the son of the king, the prince that made out of good stones. Good stones are the good points that you have. Every finger of yours, every organ of yours made so many mitzvot until today. And the sins are not ruined, the mitzvot. The sins are not ruined. En avera mechaba mitzvah. The sin is not turning off the mitzvah, the obligations, the good things that you made until today. It's two different accounts. And even if on the bad things that you've done, you need to receive punishments, I don't know what. If you haven't heard all of the tshuva classes that we gave until today. Let's say you don't believe in the power of tshuva, you need to be punished, alright? Let's say you don't believe in the power of tshuva, you think you should be punished on that. This is something else. Even the most wicked people receive punishment of 12 months in hell. This is it, after 12 months, this is it, it's finished, this is it. But the reward on the smallest mitzvah of them all is an eternal reward. You're going to live good, happy life of development, of growth, forever. Can you estimate it somehow? Can you understand what we're talking about? From the smallest mitzvah of them all. Rav Shalom said we cannot say Rekanim Shebach Melei Mitzvot Kerimon, that the most emptiest people in this generation are full with mitzvot like the pomegranate. In the pomegranate there are only 613 mitzvot. To say that the most emptiest people in this generation are full with only 613 mitzvot, this is it? 613? Who's got only 613? Every day you keep thousands. thousands of mitzvot every day. Every day. And if you have a talit katan, so talit katan counts like all of the tariag mitzvot, every moment. So if you have talit katan, it means that every moment you keep tariag mitzvot, 613 mitzvot. Every moment. So who can understand the reward? Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. No one can understand. No one can understand. And especially when you understand that Baralam gave us the biggest gift of them all, that caused tshuva. Tshuva, it's the power to erase all sins, and this is it. And if you're judging yourself in this world, you will not going to be judged in the world to come. This is it. They're not going to judge you twice on the thing. If you sinned, alright, I agree, you sinned. Alright, wonderful. Now what to do? Go to the field, confess on that. How much time it takes you to confess? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Borei Olam, I'm sorry. I was breaking Shabbos. I haven't meant to break Shabbos. I don't want it to happen to me again. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me keep Shabbos from now and on, and to respect you, that my wife going to be happy. And this is it. Thank you, Hashem. Finish. This is it. What else you want to do? Is there an easier solution than that? And this is what that caused tshuva. Open the Rambam. If you're not counting on me, count on the Rambam. Open the Rambam. Rambam is explaining in the Hilchot Tshuva that a person should confess, literally to say the words of confession, to mention the sin itself, to regret, to confess on that, and to ask not to go back to that anymore. This is it. This is it. This is mitzvah tshuva. And on that, all of the promises, and that even the sins, if you're doing tshuva out of love, even the sins going to be count for you as merits. Means that even if you were the most corrupted person in the world, the worst criminal, the sin, the biggest sinner of them all, if you're going to do tshuva out of love, all of those avonot going to be your rights, going to be your merits, you're going to receive reward on them. And if you don't believe in that, so you don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, you're a kofer, they don't believe in the Gemara. You're a kofer that don't believe in the Chachamim. You don't believe to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. You don't believe to Rabbi Akiva. You don't believe in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You're a kofer. You don't believe in all of the prophets, in all of the prophecies. You are kofer. And for why? Why to be kofer? Why not to believe in the wonderful power of tshuva? That Borei Olam made something that's going to be so wonderful, so easy, so perfect to have, that you can confess on your sins and to erase them by that. And if you don't believe in that, you're an idiot. This is it. This is it. You're an idiot. You don't see the picture. You don't see the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem is so beautiful that He wants you to be fixed. Hashem doesn't want the dead man to be dead, to be punished. Just that he's gonna go into another way, gonna go back from that way, means to do tshuva, v'chaya, and gonna live. Lo yachpotz Hashem b'mot amet, kim b'shuvo midarko v'chaya, just that gonna live forever. By doing tshuva, you're buying eternal life. And how are we gonna achieve tshuva me'ahava? Tshuva me'ahava, such a wonderful thing, so huge. You think you're talking, tshuva me'ahava, is it so easy to achieve tshuva me'ahava? The most easiest thing of them all is to achieve tshuva me'ahava. And in this generation, to have tshuva mi'ir'ah, that it's a lower tshuva, it's even harder. Because for tshuva mi'ir'ah, you need to be afraid of Hashem. And none of us are in this area at all to be afraid of Hashem. Maybe we have points. I don't know, sparks of Yirat Shamayim once in a while. But to love Hashem Yitbarach, this is something that's a lot closer to us. Those are the souls of this generation. It's a lot easier for them to love. A lot easier for them to build something out of love than to build something, a relationship, out of fear, out of stress. We're not in that place. How are you going to know that you have 1 hour, how are you going to know that you have tshuva me'ahava? By doing 1 hour itbodedut every day. Why 1 hour itbodedut every day? It's the gate of tshuva me'ahava, out of love. Because when you're doing tshuva after you sin, So this is tshuva mir'a. You're afraid of the punishment that's going to come according to the sin that you just made. So you're doing tshuva, you confess. But if now, in a wonderful day, summer outside, sun is rising, birds are singing, everything is beautiful, and you're going to the field to do tshuva, and you don't have on what to do tshuva, because this morning, Baruch Hashem, you woke up early, you went to the mikveh, you daven nets, your wife, she's smiling, you ate breakfast together, this is it, now you have free time, you go to do tshuva. Which kind of tshuva that? Tshuva out of love. This is the only way to achieve tshuva out of love, by having 1 hour it bodedut every day. Quoting Rav Shalom Arush. This is the way to achieve tshuva out of love. Going and spending time with Hashem every day, minimum 1 hour. In the hard days, you're doing tshuva, you pray, you beg. On the most wonderful days, you're saying thank you, praising Hashem Yitbarach. And you're doing tshuva, you're checking. Maybe I had a certain lacking in my shacharit today, even though it was perfect. I was saying the korbanot, psukei dezimra, I was standing shmona esre with all of my heart. Wonderful. Every person can have wonderful days in his life. If you think tshuva on those days, this is what it shows, that you love Hashem, that you care about Hashem, that you care about Hashem, that you love Hashem, that you want to fix yourself lichvod Hashem, to respect Hashem, for Hashem Barach alone, and not for your own success, and not because you want to be righteous, I don't know what. This is tshuva out of love. And a person that made tshuva out of love, all of his avonot, nepachin lo lizchuyot, becomes to be his merits. The hours on hours on hours, years on years on years of sinning that you were sinning, and criming, and breaking, and ruin, and destroying. All of those going to become to be your merit, your zchuyot. Like we explained it once, that for a person that is a Baal Tshuva, for him to keep Shabbos, it's also to keep Shabbos, and also not to break Shabbos. The fact that today you're not going to pubs and discotheques, it's going to be your reward. Because you had that Yetzirah, and you break that Yetzirah. And an FFB, he doesn't go to clubs and discotheques. So he doesn't have that Yetzirah. So he's not going to be a reward. He's not going to receive no reward on the fact that he wasn't sinning. Which reward? It wasn't an option for him. With the FFB of today, we have a problem. It's another issue. But, Baruch Hashem, talking generally, there is a club in Tel Aviv only for from people. Yes, yes. Don't go there. It's not kosher. It's for religious people. It's not for us. Not for Baal Tshuva. It's only for religious people. When we're walking with Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach is with us. When you have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem's got confidence in you. If you're counting on Hashem, Hashem is counting on you. If you believe that Hashem is listening to you, Hashem is listening to you, and Hashem wants you to tell Him what to do and what to do. And Hashem will do it. When you're connecting yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is connecting Himself to you. When you're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm accepting your private supervision on me, whatever you're going to do with me, I love you. I keep on coming to yeshiva, I'm keep on praying, I'm keep on hoping, I'm keep on confessing, I'm keep on doing whatever. Keep on dragging myself to the mikveh and keep on serving you, Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is going to tell you the same. I accept you as you are, even that you're not waking up early enough in the morning, even that you're not keeping all of the chapters of the Shulchan Aruch, the paragraphs, the halachot, even that your Shabbos is very far from being a right Shabbos like it's written in the books, like it's supposed to be. Right, you're far from it. But Hashem Yitbarach is saying, I'm accepting you like you are. And in the place that Baal Tshuva are standing, even righteous people cannot stand. And what that we can achieve by having that point of truth in our lives, to talk to Hashem Yitbarach from a sincere place, from a place of honesty, to talk from the heart, to tell Him, Hashem, I'm so far from you, so far that it's frightening, Hashem. It's frightening. I wear my costume every day, Hashem Yitbarach, going to work every day, Hashem Yitbarach, and the distance is huge. It's horrifying, Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm trying to confess and wake up with my lust and desires to want those things even more and more. Okay, not even able to confess, not even able to do tshuva Hashem. How can a man confess on lust and desires while he still got lust and desires? And the moment that he woke up to remember those, this is it. He's been contaminated again. Like nothing happened. He find himself in that club dancing again. So what he gonna do? Or in the forest? The only thing that you can do is to talk words of truth. To confess, to do tshuva. To say, Hashem, I'm not even able to do tshuva on my avonot. Just you're gonna forgive me. Like that you're gonna say on Parnasa, Hashem, I'm not able to bring money to my house. Just you are Zanu Farnes Lakol, you're gonna bring money to my house. Hashem, I'm not able to learn Torah. It's too huge for me. I'm sorry, Hashem. I don't have the ability. I don't have the power of concentration. I don't have the power of dedication. I don't have the memory. I don't have the will. Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't have the will. But I know I should. This is why I'm begging. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm not even able to beg. But I'm saying, I want to beg. I want to hope for truth. I want to hope for tshuva. I want you to wake me up every day from the place that I am at. There is this wonderful tefillah that Rabbi Nachman wrote. It's written in Hebrew on the end of the Tikkun HaKlali. Maybe we need to find someone to translate that wonderful, wonderful tefillah. Maybe it's been translated already, but I've never seen it. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ilat Ha'ilot, Vesibat Kol HaSibot. Very important tefillah for every Baal Tshuva. For every Baal Tshuva to pray. Hashem Yitbarach, illuminate your light to the place that I am holding in that place right now. Hashem, you love me. Like if there is a little baby that he played in mud and I don't know, in every kind of filth, and he's all filthy and all. You love the child, you ignore from the filth. You're not looking at the filth. It's not going to stop you from hugging your child. The fact that he is filthy, that he fell to the mud, to the sewer, to I don't know what. It will not going to bother you at all when it's talked about your son. You love him and this is it. Who thinks about that? It's nonsense. This is how Hashem is looking on each and every one of us. He doesn't care about your filth. He doesn't care about your contaminations. You're not frightening Hashem. Hashem nimtza shochen itam betoch tumotam. He's with you inside of your contaminations. Inside of your contaminations. He's with you. He gives you power to live. I read once that the Moharosh, the Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik from Yavniel, he wrote, he said that there is no satisfaction in the world. Satisfaction, it's not something that exists. And the proof for that someone can eat a steak and to enjoy from that steak, and for someone else, he hates meat. He cannot put it in his mouth. Someone likes chocolate and it makes him so happy, and someone else disgusts from chocolate. He's allergic to chocolate. Immediately his tongue becomes swollen, he cannot enjoy. It's, for him, it's not a satisfaction. So satisfaction, it's not something that really attached to something. Just there are angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them to satisfy the person. He's commanding the angels to make you satisfied from Limud HaTorah, and him, he's satisfying him from here trance music. I don't know what. The angels, that makes him happy. It's not the music that makes you happy, it's the angels, it's Hashem that makes you happy. So think about it. How many angels of satisfaction HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to make us happy before of our tshuva? In the depths of despair. In nights of sadness. How many satisfactions out of lusts and desires HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent? Sacrifice those angels to come and to purify us. And even to Egypt, that it's written that in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to save Am Yisrael by himself. Ani velo malach. Me and not an angel. Why? Because angel couldn't go down to the low, low place, contaminated place of Egypt, 49 gates of Tuma. Angels cannot go to that place without being defected, without being ruined, contaminated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come by himself. And today, in this generation, we're lower than 49 gates. We're reaching almost to the 51. We're 50, is not 50, this is it, our people. 50 for them, it's a joke. They're born in the 50, in the 50s. They're born in the 50s. Now they're looking for 51, 52, 50. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and satisfying you when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're far from purpose. When you're not in that direction at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, you're His son. Like that your father, if he's able, he's going to send you money no matter where you're going to be. Because he loves you, because he wants to see that you're eating. You're crazy, right? He agree with you that you're crazy. But he loves you. If he's got the ability, he's going to send you. He loves you. So Father of Mercy, al achat kama v'chama, even more so. He's going to send you everything that you need to every place that you're going to go. And even if you're going to decide to break all rules, all commitments to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem going to be with you. Hashem going to walk with you to Egypt. Like He's saying to Yaakov, I'm going to walk with you to Egypt and also I'm going to bring you back from Egypt. And the greatness of Yaakov, no one can understand. Who is Yaakov Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him, I'm going to come with you to Egypt. I'm going to come down with you to Egypt, to the lowest place, Ervat HaAretz, to the most contaminated place HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to each and every one of us. We are Yaakov. We're the holy sons of the Holy Father. We're all the sons of Yaakov Avinu. We have that power inside of us that Hashem Yitbarach is with us no matter where we're going, no matter where we're dragging Hashem Yitbarach to lusts, to desires, to filthy places, and everyone, Baruch Hashem, your imagination is working hard, I can see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to those places. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, and He's not getting scared, and you cannot contaminate Hashem, and you cannot scare Hashem. Hashem is sitting, stable, and happy, and supporting, and He covers everything, and He knows exactly what you need to go through, that your tshuva really going to be tshuva of truth. And you need to be humiliated. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. We're not able to say slach lanu, forgive us, before we realize that we are chatan, that we sin. We're not able. When you still have that side to say that you're righteous, your confession is not with a complete heart. Only when you realize that you reached rock bottom, hit rock bottom, only there, only in that place your confession can come from a complete heart. Only in that place. מהעמקים קראתיך השם. From the depths I'm calling you השם. מבטן שאול שיבעתי אליך. From hell, from the lowest place of hell I'm calling you, roaring to you השם. This is what it means that Rabbeinu said, I want you to be כחיות הנועמות ביער לילות שלמים. Like animals that roars at night, complete nights, at the forests. That you will understand that you don't have no other solution except of Hashem. No one going to make shalom bayit in your house except of Hashem. No one going to send parnasah except of Hashem. No one going to raise your children to be straight and honest and pure with will. How can you give your children will? You can give them Torah, you can force them to learn, you can force them to pray, you can break their bones until they're going to be 16, 17. Will to serve Hashem, where can you find? How can you give that to your children? The will to serve Hashem. Only if you're going to beg Hashem. Only if you're going to cry tears on tears, day and night, please, Ribono Shel Olam, please, Ribono Shel Olam, help my child, help my daughter, help my son, help them to go in the straight path, in the right path, path of faith, of Emunah, complete Emunah, Emunah Shlema. Only that. No other guarantee. From environment, religious area, imaginations. Imaginations, you know. Full with demons and bad spirits, all imaginations, throwing stones on cars during Shabbos. What are we talking about? This is religious. This is Torah Moshe. This is Torah of Hashem. Fighting with police officers, throwing stones, chasing after kittens in Jerusalem. This is faith. This is Jerusalem. This is religious. This is Am Yisrael. This is culture. This is polite men, Nimusim. It's nonsense. It's shtuyot. They don't have nothing. Only to surrender, to beg. And Rav Shalom said, I don't remember from who, he was quoting a question that one of the rabbis been asked. How can it be that there are children that born to this world and they're very, very clever and they're succeeding big time in their childhood and after a while they're falling? And there is another option, that there are children that in the beginning they're very medium and even they were very weak in the beginning, but after a while they're growing and developing and achieve heights, mamash, huge success, Talmidei Chachamim. How can it be? So that rabbi answered, on the ones that were so successful in the beginning, wise and perfect and gentle and kind, no one was praying on them. The parents were sure that they have the success in their pocket. This is it. So they were not investing prayers on those children. But on the weak children, the ones that weren't so bright and wise, on them mothers were pouring tears and father was doing it bodidwiyot and tfilot and trying and giving pidyonot and consulting and going to receive blessings from rabbis. And one day all of those merits become to be something that child is flying, that child is achieving something huge. So from that moment that we learned that lesson, that's written in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanin said that he heard from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Kol amarich b'tfilato, en tfilato chozeret rekam. Everyone that is lengthening his tfilot, his prayers will not gonna be.
Won't come back empty.
They're going to be answered. So what it means to lengthen your tefillot? To pray on one issue every day. Every day. And the Chatam Sofer, if I'm not wrong, said that even 1 minute every day it's an aspect of lengthening your tefillot. Ma'arich b'tefillato. If you took an issue, a subject, to pray on it 1 minute a day, how many hours are you going to have after 1 year? You have 360 minutes. 1 minute a day is 6 hours a year. You come to Rosh Hashanah with 6 hours itbodeduyot on your son and on your other boy and on your girls and on your wife. 6 hours in Rosh Hashanah. If you prayed 1 minute on that issue a day, 1 minute you prayed on your rabbi, 1 minute you prayed on your friend, on your neighbor, on someone that you know that he needs help, you came in Rosh Hashanah with wagons of 6 hours of angels, of tefillot, wagons. 1 hour a day, it's 60 times 6 hours. It's huge numbers. Yetzara doesn't want us to appreciate that, to understand the greatness of itbodedut. When you're doing itbodedut, you're committing yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. You're committing yourself to Hashem Yitbarach and you're saying there is nothing except of Hashem. En od milvado. And when you're doing that, Hashem Yitbarach is saying also to us, Ata emarta oti hayom v'ani amircha hayom. You made me to be the first one, I'm going to make you to be the first one. If you make Hashem Yitbarach to be the first one, Hashem going to make you the first one for Him in His list of importance.
you become to be number one. When he's number one for you, when all of your ishtadluyot, all of your efforts are only in tefillah, only in tefillah. And this is the light of Pesach. The Pesach, it's Pesach. The mouth is talking. When your ishtadluyot is that the Pesach, that the mouth is talking, you're going to go out from Egypt. Hashem is going to take us all from all of our exiles, from all of our lackings, from all of my weaknesses, from all of our sadnesses and yetzirara and contaminations. Bless you all, Rabbi Yisai, to be happy with a complete faith forever. Amen. Penira.
Ein Korb mehr gehe. Was hast du so was für dabei?
I don't know in the apartment. I don't know what to do.
Are you from the